producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, so as I mentioned, we were talking about the fact that the Martian has been, I think it's been out for 6 weeks, of which 4 of those 6 weeks it was number 1. 1 of those 6 weeks it was number 2, and this week it was number 3. So it's obviously something that grabbed people's imagination. I mean, it's a fun movie. I mean, I think Matt Damon's terrific. And as I said, I'm reading the book, and a number of us who are science geeks got together and were talking about the mistakes, heavy italics. And it turns out all the mistakes that in the movie are not in the book. So the book goes into a bit more detail and is a little bit more nerdy. And the backstory is that the guy who wrote it self-published it and then put it on his website and invited people to make corrections and then got NASA involved. So the movie the movie has a different responsibility, right? They're trying to figure out how to make it cinematic and how to get in a certain amount of time and how not to make it overly complicated. But the book doesn't have to worry about any of that, and it's really a delight. All right, so here's the modern story, the modern version of it, that happened today, that they found a guy who left the coast of Mexico over a year ago. He was 36 years old. His name is Salvador Alvarenga. He left the coast of Mexico. And they found him just off the Marshall Islands, 6,700 miles from the place he had set out from, and he'd been adrift for 438 days. And it turns out he was in surprisingly good situation. And, you know, people are curious about him. I actually looked a little bit at the press conference, and they give him a microphone, and he just overwhelmed. But, I mean, think about it. He was all by himself for 14 months with not another soul around.
Wow.
He said he battled loneliness, depression, and bouts of suicidal thinking.
You think?
But he survived in a world of wild animals, vivid hallucinations, and extreme solitude. I mean, it's just unbelievable for me to think about it. He walked by himself. And they decided that they said when they found him, his hair was matted upwards like a shrub, his beard curled out in wild disarray, his ankles were swollen, his wrists tiny, he could barely walk. He refused to make eye contact and often hid his face, which he also does in the press conference. They sent a reporter to investigate him. It turns out there were a lot of witnesses that had seen him leave the shore. They'd heard his SOS, and he washed ashore in the same boat that he'd left Mexico on, thousands of miles away. He really didn't want to talk to anybody about it. So this isn't the Rosie Ruiz school of the one who in the Boston Marathon was famous because she started the marathon, then took the subway, and then ended the marathon. Apparently he didn't do this. He put a note on his hospital door begging the press to just go away. Can you believe it?
That's crazy.
I mean, yeah. Apparently there was a massive storm. He was trying to ignore the seawater. He started bailing and had been distracted from his primary task, which is aligning the boat with the waves. He was a veteran captain, and he knew he needed to regain the initiative. He had an inexperienced crewmate. He was 50 miles out at sea, slowly negotiating a route back to shore. Okay, not a big deal, right? The spray and crashing waves dumped hundreds of gallons of seawater into the boat, threatening to sink or flip them. While Alvarenga steered, Cordoba was frantically tossing water back into the ocean, pausing only momentarily to allow his shoulder muscles to recover. His boat was 25 feet. That's not very long. as long as two pickup trucks and as wide as one. There was no raised structure, no glass, no running lights. It was invisible. A fiberglass crate the size of a refrigerator was full of fresh fish, tuna, mahi-mahi, shark, and their catch after a two-day trip. If they could bring it ashore, they'd have enough money to survive for a week. They had 70 gallons of gasoline, 16 gallons of water, 50 pounds of sardine for bait, 700 hooks, miles of line, a harpoon, three knives, three buckets for bailing, a mobile phone in a plastic bag to keep it dry, a GPS tracking device, which was not waterproof, a two-way radio, several wrenches for the motor, and about 200 pounds of ice. He prepared with his usual mate and a loyal companion, but then Perez couldn't join him. He arranged with Cordoba, a 22-year-old with the nickname Piñata, who lived at the far end of the lagoon where he was best known as a defensive star on the village soccer team. They'd never spoken before, much less worked together. They negotiated their slow advance toward the coast, maneuvering among the waves like a surfer trying to glide and slide his way through. Cordoba's resolve disintegrated. At times he refused to bail and held the rail with both hands, vomiting and crying. He'd signed up to make $50. He was capable of working 12 hours straight without complaining. He was athletic and strong, but this was more than he bargained for. So they finally 2 hours from land, when the motor started coughing and sputtering, he pulled out his radio and called his boss. He said, the motor's ruined. And Willie, who was his boss, said, give me your coordinates. We have no GPS. It's not functioning. Lay an anchor. We have no anchor. We're coming to get you. Come now. I'm really in trouble. And that was it. That was the last anybody heard from him. They strung 50 buoys from the boat as a makeshift sea anchor that floated on the surface, providing drag and stability. Then the radio died. The sun sank. The storm churned. I mean, this just goes on and on. Within days, they began to basically drink their own urine, which is not an unusual thing to happen at sea, but basically he was at least hydrating himself, because that it works better to do that than seawater, because seawater will kill you. He was eating his own fingernails. Jeez. Then it started raining, which gave them... I mean, you can go and... We can put it up on the website, because it goes on for, obviously, for a while. They caught up a sea turtle, and they would talk about their moms, and they were eating birds and turtles. It turned out Cordoba was just... They made a pact. If Cordoba survived, he would travel to El Salvador and visit Alvarenga's mother and father. If Alvarenga made it out alive, he'd go back to Mexico and find Cordoba's devout mother who had remarried an evangelical priest. So then Cordoba just died. He then began hallucinating that his friend was still alive, his mate was still alive. It's an amazing story of just the will to live. Makes you sort of realize that sometimes we complain about minor things. 14 months by yourself at sea. Miller, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, Dr. Joy?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Dr. Joy, I have a sleep problem.
Okay, tell me about it.
I'm on a CPAP machine.
Okay.
That helped for a while.
Yeah.
But lately I've been sleeping in spurts. In other words, in the afternoon, maybe I'll take half an hour rest, nap.
Yeah.
And I'll stay up until 12 o'clock and go to bed and wake up about 3 o'clock. And have breakfast.
At 3?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's a very good idea. I mean, stick with me for a minute. Are you, if you've got a CPAP machine, have you been to a sleep disorder clinic?
Yes, I have.
All right, stay with me, and we'll talk about alternatives here and what they're telling you and what I may be able to help you with. All right, stay tuned. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS, and we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Miller, who has a sleep disorder. He has a CPAP, which, for those of you who don't know, it is the idea being that especially people who have huge problems snoring can sometimes stop breathing during the middle of the night, which will wake them up. So CPAP delivers oxygen. Do they recommend that you take naps, Miller, or not?
I really haven't gotten into that. What's happened is the original doctor I had, he's taken a sabbatical and have a new doctor.
All right, I'll tell you what. I think you need. Let me just make some suggestions. I would certainly make an appointment with the new doctor as quickly as possible. Usually, when people have sleep disorders, it is not recommended until they get into a pretty reliable rhythm that they take naps, because what you're finding is that you're staying up later and you're not sleeping as well. So it may be worthwhile to at least experiment for a couple of days about not taking a nap and going to bed at, you know, 9:30 or 10 rather than at midnight, so that your body is a little more tired, but so you can get the benefits of sleep. The naps work for some people, but they don't for others. So you can experiment. I would certainly make an appointment with your new sleep disorder doctor as quickly as possible. In the meantime, I would certainly...
Dr. Joy.
Yeah?
Can I interrupt?
You just have. Go ahead.
I get to the point where I get so sleepy, I got to take a rest for 5 or 10 minutes.
But try exercising, try doing something else. Just seeing psychologically, you know, if you can get past that, go take a walk. And I hear, because what we're really trying to do is make your body tired enough to stay asleep long enough. Because this isn't really working very well for you. Even if you have to go to bed at like 7 o'clock at night, you're better at going to bed at 7 o'clock than I think taking a nap for an hour at 3 and then not going to bed till midnight. So are you getting any exercise?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you careful about... I think eating at 3 o'clock in the morning is guaranteed to make sure you won't go back to sleep. So I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Well, it kept me sane anyway, doing that.
Well, but listen, I presumably we can keep you sane and still help you to sleep better. Do you know what kinds of things, for example, if you... There are two schools of thought. One that says... If you can't sleep, get out of bed and go do something else. Another school of thought says, there are three schools of thoughts, actually. The second says if you just lie there, that you'll get 80% of the value of sleep as long as you're not thinking, oh, my God, I'm not sleeping. The third sort of category is to listen to music, to read a book, and stay. Do you sleep by yourself? Or are you alone in the bed?
Yeah.
Okay. So have you thought about, like, listening to some music that may be calming for you, or just reading 20 minutes of a book or something?
I haven't thought that. What I usually do is maybe tune into a talk radio station.
Well, if that doesn't, I think if that calms you enough to go back to sleep, I think that's fine. If it sort of gets your blood pressure up, then I wouldn't. And I think eating is a bad idea, because what you're doing is just putting more calories into your body at that moment, and so your whole digestive mechanism is gonna tune in, which is not gonna help you to sleep very well. You may want to try the warm milk stuff. I don't like milk particularly, so I won't do warm milk. But there's a tea that's called a Sleepy Time, which is chamomile. So you may want to try that.
Take the milk before I go to bed.
Okay. Do you have any trouble falling asleep?
No, that's not.
Okay, then rather than let's make the milk what you take at 3 o'clock in the morning when you wake up. So instead of, because you don't have any trouble going to sleep, so let's try for a week.
Yeah.
I don't know if
it'll work without the milk, but anyway.
Well, try. If it doesn't work without the milk, go back to the milk. But because it's probably, if you don't have any trouble falling asleep immediately, I mean, all right, I'll tell you what, let's leave the milk in, because we don't want to disrupt everything. Leave the milk in, but at 3 o'clock in the morning when you wake up, instead of having breakfast, just have some milk and maybe go read for a couple minutes or listen to talk radio or something that is not giving your body the signal that says, okay, it's time to get going. And food will do that. So I'd rather you didn't eat till, and even if you lie in bed and read for a while so your body is relaxed, I think we just have to kind of re-cue your body in terms of when you sleep and when you don't. But I think the nap is really not serving the combination of the nap and food at 3 o'clock, I think, are not serving you very well.
Well, so hey, one other quick question for you. Which Steve Jobs movie should I see?
I'll see the new one.
Oh.
The new one's with Michael Fassbender.
Uh-huh.
It's really good.
Okay.
The other one's not bad, but this one's better.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Michael Fassbender's a better actor than Ashton Kutcher. I mean, they're both charming, but I think... And then you can watch for... Michael Fassbender plays Macbeth around Christmas time with Marion Cotillard playing Lady Macbeth, and it's terrific. All right, here's the deal. All right? So let's try... Here's what you're going to do. Do you have a DVD player?
Yes.
Okay. Instead of taking that 3 o'clock nap, think about watching a movie. Okay? And then have, you know, and maybe we just switch your schedule around a little bit. And instead of, what time do you eat lunch?
I usually don't eat lunch. I usually have a little snack, maybe some cucumbers or some cucumbers that are put in sugar and vinegar.
All right, Miller, listen. You're confusing the daylights out of your body. Okay? You're eating at 3 o'clock in the morning when you should be asleep. One of the reasons you're exhausted at 3 o'clock is you haven't gotten any calories in your body. Your body's got to run on something, and if it doesn't have any calories, it's gonna get sleepy. It's gonna shut down for you. So here's what we're gonna do. At 3 o'clock, instead, first of all, I want you not to eat breakfast, even if you're wide awake. Don't eat breakfast till about 6:30 or 7 o'clock. All right, we got to reboot you a bit. All right. So number one, breakfast no earlier than like 6:30 or 7. All right. I don't care what you eat for breakfast, but make sure you have some lunch. And if I were you, I'd put most of my protein in my body by around lunchtime. So instead of your big meal being at night, put your big meal at lunchtime. Then instead of taking a nap, do something that pleases you that'll keep you, maybe some exercise, maybe watching a movie, and then have a light dinner. Then think about, I don't care if you go to bed, especially these days when it gets dark out early, go to bed earlier. So, midnight doesn't make any sense. The only reason you're going to bed at midnight is because you've already had a nap at 3, so you're not tired. So we need breakfast, we need lunch, we need something fun to do in the afternoon. Go ahead and keep your milk in for your nighttime sleeping. Go to bed earlier. When you wake up in the middle of the night, no breakfast, just try some milk, and no real food until 6 o'clock in the morning. And let's see if we can reboot your system a little bit. In the meantime, go ahead and make an appointment with the sleep clinic. But in the meantime, let's see if we can't get your body back when it makes some sense, because you're confusing the daylights out of your body. All right? 855-993-7569. Helen, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Helen, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi. I just wanted to say you're right to refer him back to the clinic because my husband has a CPAP machine, and he had a... After a while, he started having symptoms again, and they have to periodically recalibrate the machines according to one's weight changes and back of the throat, you know, changes. So anyway, I just wanted to encourage that guy to tell him my husband's experience.
Good. Fair enough.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Helen. 855-993-7569. Yeah, CPAP really... There are also some alternatives now. I was just reading something about this whole issue about sleep disorders is a really fascinating one because sleep disorders seem to affect something like, supposedly one out of every three people will have a sleep disorder at any particular time. All right, so that's a lot if you think about it. I also read something that said 65% of the American public is on a prescription medication. Did you know that? I mean, that just seems to me extraordinary. Are you on any medication? Oh, Manny's on the phone. Manny's also a baby, but I have a hard time taking an aspirin. What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. All right, Manny is on the phone with somebody, so I will just chat for a minute. I just got an email from somebody who said that his father was Amish. And so Amish means Pennsylvania Dutch, which means knowing about Scrapple. And he said that Scrapple was everything but the oink. Right? So there's
everything but the oink.
Everything but the oink. It's not a great. Yeah, it's stuff that you probably don't actually want to know very much about. But there are people who swear by it, and it I think it was a big deal in the 50s, and now it's sort of back again. And it's National Scrapple Day.
I'm curious to try it, but I just have a feeling I won't like it very much.
Well, do you like hot dogs? Do you eat hot dogs?
Only a certain type. I mean, it's got to be hot dogs that, at the very least, on the label says it's like 100% beef or 100%.
Well, this is 100%. Well, this isn't actually, but the stuff that's not pork is actually the stuff that's the only stuff that's good for you. Although
right.
The part of the pork that you're eating in this stuff is probably better for you than a pork chop.
Really?
Huh. Oh yeah. I mean, you know what you're worried about in. I mean, you're worried about all sorts of things. You're worried about cholesterol and fat and whatever.
Yeah.
And trichinosis. No, hopefully not trichinosis. trick or trichinosis. That's my favorite Halloween costume. But, I mean, the people eat, I mean, all sorts of parts of animals. Look, if you're from a poor neighborhood or poor country, you don't throw anything away. And so, I mean, like pig skin, you know, that what do they call it? There's actually a term for it. It's not fat back. There is fat back, but there's something I just saw it in a grocery store and hadn't seen it since my days in Houston. But that people eat basically the skin as like a potato chip.
Skins, yeah. Or like pork rinds or
pork rinds. Mm-hmm. So there and so again, it's everything but the oink. So there you go. all right. So we were talking about the will to survive, and I thought we would talk about. There's also, interestingly enough, I got an email today about memory and sleep, and the notion is that we all know that if you haven't gotten enough sleep, it's going to affect your memory. It turns out too much sleep can also affect your memory. I don't think that's a problem that most Americans have. And too much sleep can also be a symptom of depression. And part of it is that sometimes people think, like my mom is a great example of it. She'll say, "I didn't get any sleep last night, and I was there, so I know she was snoring, which is very hard to do if you're awake. So I know actually more or less how long she was asleep and how long she was awake. So, I mean, it's one of those things, and especially people who dream have a hard time sometimes knowing when they're asleep and when they're awake. An interesting issue. That most of the information that we have, interestingly enough, that about sleep is from World War II in Japan, because after World War II, that Japan had to retool and be basically a 24-hour economy. So they were very interested in circadian rhythm and sleep and REM sleep and beta waves and all sorts of things. And more because so many people are bothered by insomnia. As I said, my whole bout with it was in Israel, which I still haven't really parsed out. I don't know exactly what caused it, except a combination of jet lag and displacement. And you have no idea what it was. I've never experienced anything like it in my life before and hope not to experience it again. But I must tell you, there's nothing like being sleep deprived, essentially getting no more than maybe 2 hours of sleep a day. for 18 days to make insomnia. Oh, please, bring it on. You know, don't even mess with me. I don't care, a little insomnia. And understanding that part of insomnia is psychological, if not all. Because once I decided I wasn't going to get sick, that, as I said, excuse me, I went out on my balcony and looked out at the stars and thought, these are the same stars that Christ, Solomon, and David all saw. Okay, I'm seven stories higher, but I'll be okay. And I was. And I know, I mean, that's one of the problems about knowing that sleep deprivation is really not very good for you. But I was fine. I mean, I wasn't fine. I was not happy about it. But the kind of common things that you thought would affect you by, I mean, in theory, you can induce schizophrenic-like symptoms after three days of sleeplessness, and I didn't have any of those. But, and I was getting about, and I did what I told Miller not to do, because I was not getting any more than an hour's sleep a night, literally, is that I would do things that just relax my body. I would read, I would watch television, I would meditate, and I would also take a nap, because I figured that I was increasing the amount of sleep I was getting by 50% by taking a nap. And I figured as long as I didn't fall over, I was okay. So there you go. But, you know, I learned a lot about what you can do and what you can't do. It wasn't like being at sea for 14 months. But there is a sense of isolation about it, you know, when you're awake when everybody else is asleep. Human beings are amazingly social creatures. We forget that. And when we are, for whatever reason, deprived of that social ability, whether it's we can't sleep or we're awake when other people are asleep or that we've lost a pet or that we're at sea, that it's amazing how resilient we can be, but how much we are really hardwired to be social creatures.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Should we talk about, I just thought, tell us your worst tourist story, which would be, this was kind of like Gilligan's Island, right? Except 14 months all by yourself.
Yeah.
He was actually, technically, he was only by himself for a year because his crewmate was alive for the first 2 months.
Yeah. We should start with Candy. And Candy says, on a cruise excursion in Mexico, we picked an eco-tour, and she put eco-tour in quotations, to a little rainforest. It ended up being a sewage dump with no running water and over-friendly raccoons.
And raccoons can be scary because a huge number of raccoons, I don't know about in Mexico, but in this country, are rabid.
Yeah. So she says, over-friendly raccoons, and then parentheses, she says, go ahead and feed them. And then she says that over-friendly raccoons that bit one of our group members. We started a mutiny and demanded to be taken back to the ship and, of course, for our money back. Pretty sure the guest has to get a rabies shot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that sounds like, I mean, it sounds like one of those stories you can dine out on for the rest of your life, but in retrospect, probably sounds much cooler than it was at the time. It sounds perfectly awful.
Yeah.
An eco-tour. Well, they didn't say whose ecology. There you go. Fair enough.
Diane says, my first trip to Las Vegas, I checked into the room and went exploring. After a couple hours, I came back to find everything stolen, and I mean everything.
Toothbrush,
clothes, airline tickets home, every single thing. I was left with only what I was wearing. The hotel had to pay for a taxi to the airport.
I assume that they were liable for all your loss.
Yeah, one would hope. I mean,
I actually checked into a hotel once. I was doing some TV in L.A., and L.A. does suck up great. I mean, they're the best city in the world for suck up. I pulled back the coverlet, and a mouse jumped out.
Oh, no.
I said, different room. They said, well, no, but it's gone. I said, different room. Not going to do this one. Goodbye.
I love that. Different room. Whoa, but it's gone. Different room.
don't even talk about it. All right. And you think your vacation wasn't terrific? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. When I played the Beaver on TV, I often got into trouble without even meaning to. Well, years later, after I left Hollywood, I got into real trouble. My blood sugar was through the roof. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. And today, you can try this fast and easy solution without risk. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to LeaveYourDiabetes.com for your free video. That's LeaveYourDiabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to LeaveYourDiabetes.com now.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. 855-993-7569. Okay, so we're talking about world's worst vacations.
Yeah, just a couple more here, both from Jeff. Jeff has had some interesting adventures, it seems.
So Jeff should not be our tour guide.
As of right now, probably not. Jeff says, in August, I went to Bulgaria, a trip I had been wanting to take for years. I flew to Sofia and then quickly went to information to ask about getting into the city. She told me to take the metro for a single Bulgarian lev, just a short walk away. The train took off and two, and in quotations he says, controllers, ran right to me asking for my ticket. I showed them, and they informed me that I actually... they informed me
on the wrong train.
I actually needed to buy another ticket for my baggage. This was, of course, nowhere on the screen I bought the ticket from.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
Figures. They wouldn't let me simply buy another ticket. I had to pay a $20 lev fee. It was clearly a government-supported targeting of tourists.
Yeah, I've seen those in other countries as well.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got?
I guess they always try to pull the...
Well, they're...
Didn't
or,
read
yeah.
The fine print type
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, well, it's stuff. And you basically have to say no. You know,
yeah. Jeff also says, and then I got a bus to, I think it's Plovdiv, Bulgaria, and found no taxis near the bus station. I thought, okay, I'll start walking toward my hotel, just a few kilometers away. Then it starts pouring rain with no taxis or other cars in sight. My luggage protected most of my stuff, but I definitely had to air out my electronics from my bag when I got to the hotel. I left Bulgaria after just 4 days and extended my time in Romania. I'd recommend everyone make the same choice.
Well, yeah, I've been to Bulgaria. It's not necessarily the world's easiest place my whole thing is I always learn some of the language before I go.
Yeah.
And because if you don't speak any of the language, you're really at the mercy of people who say, oh yeah, well there's a tax on this. And it's happened. I've seen it happen lots of different places. But you can see why people go on organized kind of experiences where there's somebody around. Although the eco tour didn't sound like it worked out all that well. But I think traveling is fun. I think it helps to have somebody who knows what they're doing along, and to be able to speak a little bit of the language or to have some. My deal when I travel is I know where I'm going to be the first night because I don't want to have to worry about things when I'm jet lagged or just gotten in. And after that, I'm perfectly willing to kind of wander around and sort through things on my own. But dealing with small groups, but I think most people would agree that traveling is a fun thing to do and it gives you a different perspective on your world. And if nothing else, you know which countries not to go to. I have sort of stories. Partially because I wander around by myself, which has always been kind of a fun thing to do. I the idea of having a map and some time and no one knows where I am just seems to me incredibly appealing. And it usually turns out really well with a lot of interesting experiences. And every once in a while, it doesn't work out quite as well of like getting mugged in Barcelona, and the guy grabbed my pocketbook, and I wouldn't let go of it, and so I chased after him, I ended up in this neighborhood, which was very far away from everybody, and my Spanish sounds strangely like French, and the cop said I was the 100th person that day to get mugged, so it was a fairly common thing, but people were really nice about it. Unfortunately, the guy, he got my hotel room key, and he came to the hotel because I guess I didn't have, I had just cashed a traveler's check, but I never carry very much cash with me, and I don't carry, I figure it's not World War II, I don't need to have my documents with me at all times, so I didn't have my passport with me. So he came back, which was really the scariest part, but we got it taken care of. So, I think part of it is just, And it's not that I ask for trouble. It's just that I really like wandering around by myself and seeing what's going on. So I also learned that Umleitung. I had a map and I was the navigator and I kept saying, and the person said we're on Umleitung and I kept saying it's not on the map and he said no, it's a major thing and I said Umleitung means one way. So traveling with people is one of those experiences. I think before anybody gets married to anybody, they should travel together. They should go on a trip together.
Yeah.
Because you're going to learn all sorts of things about each other that you didn't know. And there are people.
That could be a good test.
Well, there are people that you just love that you can't travel with,
yeah.
which is probably not a great idea to marry them. And there are people that you're not so crazy about that you can travel very easily with. So it really, it's a very specific kind of thing. And part of it depends about the language. If neither of you can speak the language and you're thrown in with each other and having to count on each other, it's a different experience than if either or both of you can speak the language of where you go. So I suppose if you're really crazy about somebody and you want to see whether it'll work, try traveling to a country where they speak the same language that you do. So you're not thrown into complete isolation with each other. That seems to be the theme of our program today, of how difficult it is for human beings when they feel isolated.
Yeah.
But I know Trevor's lived in Germany for a while. Have you traveled out of the States at all?
I have never traveled outside of the U.S. No.
Where
never.
Would you like to go if you had to pick one place to go? Where would you go?
Oh, I've always wanted to travel to Greece. I've always wanted to see Greece, Athens, just anywhere. Yeah,
I agree
Greece
with you.
I've always been fascinated by
you
it.
You have to go to Delphi. You have to get a car and go to Delphi because it's one of the spookiest places on the face of the planet.
I want to try like real and I guess the same thing applies to, you know, maybe traveling to Italy too, because I've thought about that. But I want to try like real, like original Greek food, you know, and real like original Italian food, like
it's
over there. You know,
you just go to sort of neighborhood joints but you end up eating a lot of things like oink, everything but the oink, because these are countries where first of all, there's a lot of fish in both,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of not wasting anything. So, but I agree with you. My next major trip that I'd like to do is the Greek Isles. I've been to Greece a couple times, and the problem about Greece for me is it's not only that I can't speak Greek, but I get along okay in Italian, but the alphabet is Cyrillic, so you can't read it either. So.
How was the food when you spent that week in Israel? How was the food over there?
It was fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love it, but that's my kind of food. Hummus and a lot of vegetarian stuff, a lot of vegetables, fish. So, yeah, I the food was no problem at all. And I'm a pretty intrepid eater. I don't eat much meat, but I'll try almost anything. Which you don't actually want to hear about, some of the things that I've tried. Okay, we'll try it once. Okay. 855-993-75... No Scrapple. I have tried Scrapple. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.